For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. Vigils are being held for the victims of a mass shooting in a Pittsburgh synagogue. 11 people were killed and 6 people were injured when officials say 48-year-old Robert Bowers walked into the Tree of Life Synagogue and opened fire. They say he had an assault rifle and 3 handguns with him. Pennsylvania Governor Tom Wolf.
We simply cannot accept this violence as a normal part of American life. These senseless acts of violence are not who we are as Pennsylvanians. They're not who we are as Americans.
President Trump says things might have been different if the synagogue had had some kind of protection from an armed guard. He says all churches should have that type of protection. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root, the conservative warrior. My show War Now airs every day right here on USA Radio from 6 to 9 p.m. Eastern. I'm also the star of the Wayne Allyn Root Show on Newsmax TV, reaching over 50 million homes. But my favorite role is speaker extraordinaire. I was opening speaker at many Donald Trump for President events. I speak at Republican, conservative, and college GOP events, and I'm available to be the star at your next event. Contact me to arrange for a Wayne Root keynote speech. Call toll-free 888-444-ROOT. That's 888-444-ROOT. Or email wayneroot@gmail.com.
Look, I know this isn't the first MyPillow spot you've heard, and if you don't have yours yet, what are you waiting for? MyPillow stays cool, keeps its shape all night long. You can toss it in your washer and dryer, and it's like new again. Made in the USA, comes with a 10-year warranty and a great money-back guarantee. If you don't love your MyPillow, you have till March 1st to return it. How about that? Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Buy One, Get One Free special. Use my code USA and get one free pillow when you buy one at regular price, plus shipping. That's MyPillow.com, click on the Buy One, Get One Free special. Enter promo code USA. That's promo code USA.
Several thousand Central American migrants voted overwhelmingly to push on into Mexico, rejecting President Enrique Peña Nieto's proposal to give them temporary benefits if they applied for refugee status there. But more than 1,700 have applied for it, while hundreds of others have accepted bus rides home. DHS Secretary Kirsten Nielsen.
In the days to come, we will be making announcements on additional measures that we are looking at within our legal construct to ensure that this is an orderly process and that those who have no right to be in our country are able to be apprehended quickly and removed.
USA's Rick Vincent has a story on holiday ice cream.
Bluebell Ice Cream introduces a new flavor created specifically for the holidays, peppermint bark. According to a tweet from the company's official Twitter account, it's a mint ice cream with white and dark chocolate chunks, and the white chocolate contains crushed peppermint candies. For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
According to a new government report, America's volcanoes pose a significant threat. USA's Chris Barnes has details.
The report by the United States Geological Survey says there are over 160 active volcanoes in the United States. And it says 18 of them are considered a high threat because of what's been happening inside them in recent times and their proximity to population centers. The most dangerous is Hawaii's Kilauea, according to the report. It notes that it had a big eruption just this year. But also making the top five are Mount St. Helens and Mount Rainier in Washington, Redoubt Volcano near Anchorage, Alaska, and Mount Shasta in California. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
In November, voters in California will have the opportunity to repeal the gas tax increases that were promised to be used for road and infrastructure repairs. John Clemens has more.
California Proposition 6 would repeal those taxes, requiring voter approval for future increases. According to Dr. Merrill Matthews of the Institute for Policy Innovation, most of that money last year went elsewhere.
California takes that gasoline tax money and then redirects it to other projects, sometimes to mass transit, but oftentimes to other things that are just for general purposes. And then they come back and complain, we don't have enough money to fix the roads, we've got to raise the gasoline tax again.
I'm John Clemens.
For USA Radio.